Another outside the box, finding a home at this station. Today's topic is yes to affordable housing. Housing for most is no longer affordable. Like healthcare and food, housing should be a human right. How can we say yes to affordable housing so every person can have a permanent place to live using options such as land trusts, utilizing public land, housing cooperatives, sharing and stewarding land, and making land a resource, not a commodity. Centuries ago, the commons, land utilized by the public, was large. But after what's described as enclosure, a lot of land went into private ownership, usually to already wealthy individuals, and land for living or food production shrunk to just small amounts. Community land trusts, such as the Comonterra Community Land Trust in Monroe, that I lived on for over 20 years, are a way to maintain affordable living and lower housing costs. Residents own the so-called improvements, such as a house or garden, but a nonprofit owns the land they sit on. In theory, any real estate transactions should be bought or sold based on the original cost of those improvements, plus an inflation factor, plus added improvements like solar panels or an addition to the house, minus depreciation. Housing cooperatives can also limit the skyrocketing cost of homes. Their resident-owned co-op mobile home parks, like the one just a few blocks from me in Bangor, that prevent absentee owners of the land the homes sit on from excessive land rent increases. Multi-unit buildings can also be co-op owned, like ones owned by Raise Up Co-op in Lewiston, and many other co-ops, large and small, around the country. Raise Up currently owns over 30 units in 4 buildings and hopes to own 10 buildings by 2030. Mungano Slum Dwellers, based in Nairobi, Kenya, tries to prevent evictions and enable residents to get permanent titles to the land they live on. It demands access to basic services, such as clean water and infrastructure. It also provides financing for those wanting home ownership. Mungano has over 1,000 groups and 100,000 members, so it has a lot of clout. The MST, the Landless Workers Movement in Brazil, was formed in the early 1980s to aid those who wanted to maintain land for anyone who needed to live on it. Brazil has plenty of land, but much is owned by a few, displacing indigenous people and preventing its use for homes or rentals. By occupying unused and so-called unproductive land, many occupiers gained what were called agrarian reform settlements that allowed them to stay on the land. Brazil has an amendment to its constitution requiring any landowner to ensure public, not just private, benefit in exchange for land ownership. And Housing First is a strategy to most effectively provide permanent living spaces and other services to those who are unhoused. Studies have shown that once a person has a permanent, dependable place to live, they can more effectively deal with whatever other issues they might be struggling with. Relationships, substance use, mental health, financial, whatever. There are no preconditions for providing that place to live. Over 3/4 of those who become housed will then stay housed. considering how many are unhoused in this country and how expensive rents are. Should a place to live be a human right, like food and health care? How easy or hard is it for you to afford a place to live? I'm Larry Danziger, supporting the right to housing as another human right, so no one is unhoused.